Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal court has halted Biden's shot mandate for healthcare workers and also the mandate that is on employers that have 100 or more employees. And there's also good news coming out of Florida. We're going to be talking about all of this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this is good news. You have a federal court in Missouri that has now issued an injunction against the HHS, Department of Health and Human Services, CMS rule, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, on behalf of 10 states. These are the 10 states that were part of the litigation, that those certified providers for Medicare and Medicaid get relief from this Biden mandate that is being imposed on all these healthcare workers. There's also another lawsuit pending involving 12 states that has not yet been ruled upon. And though this is a good news because many of these healthcare workers, and they include people in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, other facilities, doctor's offices, including hospitals that take Medicaid, Medicare funds, they were mandated to have all of their employees get these COVID shots. And if they refused, they would be terminated.
And, you know, this is a great move on the behalf of these states. And this is what it takes is for states to stand up on behalf of their people. And we commend these 10 states, Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming for standing up for their healthcare workers against these unlawful mandates
from
the Biden administration.
The court order says the CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, seeks to overtake an area of traditional state authority by imposing an unprecedented demand to federally dictate the private medical decisions of millions of Americans. Such action challenges traditional notions of federalism. And the court went on to say that Congress did not clearly authorize CMS to enact this politically and economically vast federalist altering and boundary pushing mandate.
You know, bottom line, the government has no business telling people what they need to do for their health.
And there's another decision that involves also a Court of Appeals 3-0 decision. It's now at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, but it was the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals that ruled that the mandate on employers with 100 or more employees also exceeds the authority of OSHA. Mm-hmm. They have tried to use everything in their power. Well, I shouldn't say in their power, because it's not within their power. They've tried to use everything outside of their power to force people to get these COVID shots. It's insane. It's abusive. It's unconstitutional. And now Biden has suffered a number of setbacks. There's other lawsuits pending with regards to these CMS mandates as well. And I think all of them are going to be shot down around the country. And it's good because it's not only good for the employees that should have the decision autonomy to choose what to inject into their bodies,
absolutely,
but it's also good for the people who need health care in these healthcare facilities, because what would happen is these healthcare workers would be terminated and there would be a lack of healthcare workers, and consequently people who need service would not get the healthcare service, including going to the emergency room. They wouldn't. In fact, we actually have a real story of someone that we know of through our son-in-law. His boss's wife was ultimately going to the emergency room because she was 3 to 4 minutes apart, contractions, and she was about ready to give birth. And she and her husband were turned away at the ER saying that they're only accepting, quote, emergencies. I would have thought a 3 to 4 minute interval of contractions
wow.
qualifies as an emergency, wouldn't you?
I think she would too.
And yeah, I'm sure she felt the same way. And they said, no, we have short staff. This was in Washington State. You can only come back when you have one of two things, abnormal bleeding or your water breaks. Now, that really puts the baby at high risk.
Yeah, and you know, we're seeing that the possibility happen in these other states we're fighting, such as Maine and Illinois, where these healthcare workers are being kicked to the curb because of these shot mandates.
Absolutely. So we applaud these rulings, and we want to see more of these to stop this insanity by this administration. This is un-American, it's unconstitutional, it's abusive, it's inhumane. We work with many, many people around the country, thousands, tens of thousands of people. For example, you know, just recently at Tyson Foods, Tyson has just been an awful company. Tyson, the chicken maker that you know, it's located in multiple countries, but multiple states. But Tyson has been terminated. In fact, they terminated a bunch of people during Thanksgiving week.
Unbelievable.
Faithful workers who didn't get the shot, didn't want the shot, got terminated during the week of Thanksgiving. What kind of thanks is that for employees who have worked very hard to make that company profitable? And they terminate them because they refuse to inject these COVID shots into their bodies. Well, Florida is one of the states that has been leading the way in so many ways. In fact, Florida is an example, Holly, for others to follow. You contrast this with, say, for example, Israel. I'm so disappointed in Israel because they have such knee-jerk, terrible reactions. They just restricted now the borders to people who are not Israeli citizens to come in. You can't come in now because of the Omicron variant that they're afraid of, and they just shut down their borders. On the other hand, you have Florida. Florida's been open with no restrictions, since the early fall of 2020.
Well, you've got Governor,
around August or September of 2020.
Governor
completely open.
Ron DeSantis, who looks at the facts and who really makes policies regarding that, and he doesn't go with these knee-jerk political agendas.
And you look at the results here. Florida is now tied with the lowest COVID cases in the country.
Right.
So, and we're the most free, and we're more free than even, say, South Dakota that never had restrictions, because Florida, unlike, say, South Dakota, Florida is a tourist destination, and it is like holiday season week after week after week. The hotels are full. The roads are full. People are flocking to Florida, either moving or they're flocking to Florida for vacations. And so people are bringing in things from outside the state, and yet Florida is free. There's no mask requirement now because of this recent law that was passed in Florida. You cannot require in kindergarten through college mask or the shots. Employers cannot require their employees to get the shots unless you have one of five exemptions, which include medical, pregnancy or intended pregnancy, or religious exemption, or if the employee says, I'll go ahead and get weekly testing, but it's at the employer cost, not the employee cost, or I'll agree to wear PPE, you know, protective personal care devices. And if you don't give them the opt-out for one of those five, you'll be fined a significant amount of dollars.
Yeah, this is great. The Florida legislature passed a joint agenda, which is a package of four bills to protect Floridians whose jobs are being threatened or lost due to the mandates. And the agenda is called Keep Florida Free.
Yeah,
I think that's very fitting.
This was a special session called by Governor Ron DeSantis. And the Florida legislature was up to the task, and they passed these several bills.
You know, and he said, we have somehow gone from 15 days to slow the spread to three jabs to keep your jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
He sees what's going on.
Three jabs, and then eventually it's going to be four jabs.
Right.
Because, you know, you see the Omicron variant, and then Pfizer comes up right away over the weekend and says, oh, we can have a vaccine made within 100 days.
Well, what happened to Delta?
It's a never-ending process.
Right.
And it's what we said all the time. When we messaged on this back in April of 2020, not 2021, yes, 2021 too, but we first began messaging on this issue and warning about it in April 2020.
Yep.
Mid-April 2020 is our first message, warning about what was coming with these tracing and tracking, digital health passports, the forced vaccines. And it's not about protecting public health, friends. It's about control.
And there's a lot of money behind these companies and these people that are pushing these agendas.
Billions and billions of dollars behind. So we are fighting these forced shot mandates all over the country on behalf of men and women in the military, federal employees, federal civil contractors, healthcare workers, and more. And we're working with tens and tens of thousands of people in the transportation industry in every sector around the country. For more information, you can go to lc.org/exempt, lc.org/exempt, or lc.org/vaccine to learn more about these particular issues.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.